Hi, I'm Sasha Modelo, and this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business. From small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more, you will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in.
With that being said, let's meet today's guest, Rob Ruth, president of Bob Ruth Ford.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Sasha?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and your position in the company you have?
Yeah, so I am the president of Bob Ruth Ford. We're located in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, right outside of Harrisburg. I've been involved here pretty much my whole life. I was just telling you the story. So our company's been around for 37 years. My father purchased it. I was 6 years old, and my parents were split up at the time, and him and I actually lived here at the company when he first bought it. So I'm sitting in my office right now, which was once my kitchen when I was a kid growing up. I got involved full-time. I went to college, got involved full-time in the year 2000. And I became a partner in 2007. And, my father passed away 2 years ago. I recently bought out his shares from his estate about a year ago. So that's what's going on here with my role. It's through, I think, about April 22nd. So we were shut down. And we kept things operational in our service department, and we kept customer service people around just to communicate with customers. And we found we were actually able to do business online over the phone, and we've really taken that model. And you know, we're trying to do as much for that consumer while they're not at the car dealership. And you know, it's actually working out really well. We're on pace to have a record month here this month. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity for us going in that direction moving forward.
Definitely. What are some of those strategies? What are some of those things that you're doing to have that record month?
Well, it's all about time, efficiency, and speed. So, you know, we kind of look at everything we do and how can we do it a little bit faster? How can we do it a little bit more efficient? And how can we give our customers more of what they want quicker? And we found, and this is no secret, people don't like buying cars and they don't like going to car dealerships. And that's not something that, you know, just happened overnight. It's something that we've noticed, you know, it's been going on for a long time. This is kind of just like rip Band-Aid off, you know, on an agenda. Hey, let's be more transparent with people. Let's try to help them more, you know, mobily. Let's help them, give them the information that they want from us without having to come to the dealership and go through an antiquated process that hasn't changed for a long period of time. So, you know, we're really working with, you know, our website, with our staff on hand on how we can, you know, just accommodate people without being here.
Awesome. So what are some lessons you've learned through this crisis?
Well, the first lesson I think is like, never think that you never know what's coming. That's one of those things. So be prepared. You know, we had a record 2019. I mean, we were kind of on top of the world. I had gotten back from, I went to Grant Cardone's growth conference in Las Vegas. I actually spoke on stage about, you know, the growth that we were having at that point in time. And then within, you know, 2.5 weeks, our business was shut down right after that. So you never know what might be coming. So I don't think you can ever be too prepared. And then the second lesson that it just, I don't want to say that it's a lesson from COVID, but it's more, you know, build your business around your customer, build it around what they want, build things that, you know, work to their buying patterns versus what works best for you as an organization.
So you said you went to a Grant Cardone conference or a speaking event. How was that? Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because we have a lot of listeners that are, whether they're small business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, other leadership, general managers, you know, all that kind of stuff. So what are some things you took away from that conference?
Well, I started following Grant Cardone years and years ago because he, you know, he started in car sales, and his business first started as helping dealers with, you know, how to sell more cars and sales training. And then he expanded and kind of got away from the car industry, and then he really expanded. So I always, you know, he was someone that I watched 20 years ago, and, you know, watching his evolution. So I've really been interested in his story. I would say maybe about a year ago, I went to I went down to Miami. I met his staff. I kind of got more involved with their training. I got involved with Brandon Dawson, who works with Grant. He does a lot of leadership training and how to expand your business, how to structure it better. And, you know, we applied the principles and we've really had a lot of rapid growth. And, you know, just following that 10X mindset on just, you know, taking action, doing things that you need to do, we really, you know, we were experiencing what they teach. So I was there to, you know, to learn, and I was also there to tell my story. And, you know, I really love what they preach.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you already had a certain mindset that was a leadership mindset, and you went to the 10X conference and it literally 10X'd it, right?
Correct. That's exactly what happened. Yep.
Awesome. You know, I was talking to Stephanie, your marketing assistant or marketing manager. What are two marketing strategies that helped you during this time?
Well, I mean, you have to have a digital presence. I mean, that's the number one thing. I mean, people were on their phones and they were on the internet, they were on social media. And I just try to stay out in front of it. I don't know how much of me that you followed during it, but you know, I was just trying to connect and communicate with my current customers. And that was the best way that I knew that I could do to communicate to a lot of people exactly what was going on in our company. And then, you know, when the government kept getting more involved and changing things daily, then it was just like, you know, I was very open about my disapproval of some of the things that were going on. And I think that we got a lot of movement from that. And, you know, there was a lot of support in what I was saying, like about small businesses and how, you know, how integral they are in our economy and how many people we employ and the things that we do. And it just wasn't right because, you know, there was a lot of large corporations that were allowed to continue. And then they were just closing the doors on small businesses.
I definitely follow you. I've seen your content in terms of other business owners that don't even have a personal brand strategy. The fact that you have one, and it's pretty good, actually. I think it's working for your advantage. So I give you guys kudos for that. Can other owners and individuals in a leadership position do to elevate their team and their business right now?
Well, I mean, one thing that you just touched on, I mean, personal branding. I was not a big... You know, I don't love social media. I don't love putting myself out there, but I know how big it is. I know where people spend their time. And if you're going to reach anyone, you got to be in the media that they're on. So, you know, I had a choice a few years ago where I knew social media was, you know, it's really going forward. And it was either I could just kind of, hey, you guys all need to do this, or, hey, if I can do it, you can do it too. So, you know, getting out of my own comfort zone, just putting myself out there a little bit more. I mean, I can do a better job myself, but that has organically spread through our organization. And when it's not just one person and it's a whole team of people, and this is what we do, and you know, we share our story, we're transparent, people get to know us. I think that's a great lesson that can be learned.
What are you doing right now to make your customers feel safe?
Well, it's funny. So before we were shut down, we closed our door. We separated the employees from the public. I mean, we do a lot of volume, so there's a lot of people that come through our organization a lot. And, you know, when the virus first came about, it's like, well, there's no way that we can stay on top of just, you know, sanitizing everything right away. So we kind of set up shop. You know, we got tents outside. I mean, we're doing things virtually. And then when they pick up their vehicle, there's, you know, some signatures that they need to sign. And then they're actually not coming in the facility. So that's one thing. You know, we're making sure vehicles are sanitized. You know, I just want to give people peace of mind that they, you know, feel comfortable and that they can trust us, that, you know, we're not going to put them in harm's way.
Some piece of advice you would tell to another owner or another person in a leadership role?
The biggest advice that I've gotten is really, and what works, especially for our company, is really make it about, it's about your team. It's about, you know, their growth. And I think that you have to have goals of the organization. And when you can align the goals of the team and the individuals in that team with the goals of the organization, then you start winning, and it spreads. So the more we do that, the more we get alignment of the individual goals and the organization goals together, it's pretty powerful.
Where can our listeners reach you on social media? What platforms can we reach you on?
I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. I mean, those are the three most that I would spend time on. I wish I could spend more time, but you know, we've just been building a lot quickly in the last month or two, but I plan to, you know, even get out there a little bit more as we move forward.
you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to give us a rating. It really does help out the channel. And see you next time.